On Capitol Hill, reaction was sharply divided on the president's budget proposal. Congressional Democrats dismissed the budget as a sham that hides the true costs of the president's tax cuts and foreign policy. The Republican counterparts had relatively little to say about the document. The spending plan takes aim at many programs that enjoy bipartisan support. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Democrats pounced on the budget. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called it a hoax. The number two Democrat in the House, Steny Hoyer, called it a fiscally irresponsible fraud that raids the Social Security Trust Fund while the president speaks of strengthening Social Security. In North Dakota's Kent Conrad, who's the top Democrat on the Senate Budget Committee, declared the president has not submitted a real budget to Congress this year.
He completely omits the spending details passed this year. Every president has always indicated for at least 5 years what his budget would mean for the future. This president does not. And the reason he does not is he knows where this is all headed. But he doesn't want the American people to know where it's all headed.
And where it's headed, Conrad said, is straight over the fiscal cliff. He noted that despite being touted by the White House as a lean budget, overall spending actually increases by 8%. And though the president wants to make tax cuts permanent, Conrad noted the budget fails to show the cost of doing so. He pointed to another omission as well.
They're hiding from us the funding for the ongoing Iraq war costs beyond this year. In fact, the president says he has no timetable for withdrawal. In this budget, he has a timetable for withdrawal because he has no money past September 30th of this year.
On the Senate floor, California Democrat Barbara Boxer said some of the spending cuts targeted by the White House betray the nation's veterans.
What are the veterans told? Oh, we're cutting back on veterans' health care. Can you imagine? We're almost at 11,000 wounded, and this budget of this president says you're going to have to pay more for your pharmaceuticals. $250 to join and you have to pay more. Let me tell you, a lot of us are going to stop that.
Republicans were far more circumspect about the budget today. Few of them made any public remarks. One who did speak up was New Hampshire's Judd Gregg, the new chairman of the Senate Budget Committee. Gregg defended the president's proposal as a wartime budget that makes tough choices.
This is not a time when we can have guns and butter in excess. We're going to have a fair amount of butter, but it's just not going to be at the level that it might have been in the past if we weren't at war.
Gregg said he doesn't expect lawmakers will go along with all of the spending cuts recommended in the White House budget, but he predicted the document will produce what he called significant angst among his colleagues.
I'm going to hear about from my voters on a lot of issues on this, and I'm going to tell them all the same thing. We have an obligation as a government to manage our house as you manage your household, which is in a fiscally responsible way.
Gregg predicted that in the end, Congress will stick to the overall spending limits proposed by the White House. But he acknowledged lawmakers are likely to preserve programs the president wants cut and cut items he's requested. South Carolina's John Spratt, who's the top Democrat on the House Budget Committee, said the president may not get all the foreign aid he's requested.
When the cuts here begin to become draconian, it's natural for someone who goes back to get reelected every 2 years to say, am I going to help my constituency or some foreign constituency where there are no voters who vote for me?
Lawmakers from both parties predict a prolonged battles ahead over the budget. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.